You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Vladimir Adonis on the line, and he's a knowledge coach over at VladAdonis.com. Vladimir, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Adam, for having me.
All right, man. So I'm excited to get into today's topic. So how to start and grow an online coaching business. But before we get into that, let's get a little bit further into your background. So tell us a little bit more about your career and how you got into business.
So essentially for me, Adam, it started off with me asking the question of there's got to be more. My parents and I transitioned here from Haiti. I'm of Haitian descent. About 20 plus years ago, and when my mom and I moved here to the States, we moved in with family members because from a resource standpoint, my mom did not have the resources to move in with her, to move in to a place of her own. Now, we moved into a one-bedroom apartment. So in that one-bedroom apartment, already had five people living in there. The living room was shrunk into bedrooms, but it was a total of seven of us living in a one-bedroom apartment. At that time, I said to myself, there has to be more. I said to myself, you know what, I am here in this specific country. I plan to make the best of the resources that are made available to me so that way I don't have to repeat that same cycle. So the way that I define that is that I have to do more. And the way that I went about doing more is that I went to school and I worked hard and I kind of just worked my way up to an executive level position. But going on with the same notion of, okay, what else is there to success? How else do I define success? So at that time, I wanted to kind of just define success a different way, and that's when I decided to transition into business. I launched a dating/dancing website because that's what made sense to me at that specific time. I learned how to do search engine optimization. I got a few pages and a few keywords to rank. After having that success, I went through the copywriting process, just kind of just copyright some of my assets. And as I was going through the copywriting process, it turns out that I was in violation of copywriting laws. So because I was in violation of copywriting laws, the members of my site, they had the ability to upload music and dance videos of themselves. So I was in violation of copyright laws. So I had to let go that entire process, that entire website, and that entire platform. But in keeping with, okay, I want to remain in business, and keeping with, okay, what else can I do? What else is there? I had noticed that people was using their specific knowledge. They were using their knowledge and they were sharing the knowledge with other individuals and they were using their knowledge to get paid. I had learned how to do search engine optimization. So I used that knowledge to go and help other business owners use search engine optimization to go ahead and grow their business. At that time, I was using Meetup as a platform to find clients. What I noticed about Meetup is that Meetup would, when I launched the topic, Meetup would announce the topic. I would get a handful of members. And then what would happen is that every month I would get one or two members. And I thought to myself, this is not a way to scale and or grow a business. So I went back to the same question I always ask myself, is what else is there to do? There's got to be a better way. So eventually I ended up using I ended up using Facebook as a way to consistently generate leads and turn those leads into clients. So today, the thing that I'm most passionate about is to help individuals who have a knowledge. That knowledge can bridge a gap in the marketplace. I have them take that specific knowledge, turn it into an online coaching program. If they already have an online coaching program, they're having a hard time with lead generation, with growing it, I help them to grow that specific business.
Man, I love that. And what I find often with people in starting programs, and there's a lot of people listening to this right now that are thinking about how they'd like to, and they sometimes don't feel like they have the right thing to offer. It's interesting. They don't understand that what they know is valuable. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
What you know is extremely valuable. When I launched my Meetup, I launched my Meetup around search engine optimization. When I launched the Meetup, 5 weeks out because I thought to myself I needed time to prepare to kind of just know more. Now, keep in mind, I had already ranked my own website. And eventually, I was so nervous that I ended up canceling the meetup. I did not go through the process of doing my first meetup as I had intended, because I thought to myself, you know what? What if people ask me questions that I'm not prepared to answer? And I just canceled the whole thing because I was afraid. Now, fast forward a couple of months later, I saw someone on YouTube publishing content. That specific individual, in my opinion, the content that person was publishing was not up to par, and there were some gaps. And I said to myself, if this specific individual can do it, if this individual can do it, there is no reason as to why I cannot do it. That person gave me the motivation and the inspiration to go and do it. And it turns out that when I launched my first meetup, all I had to do was just share chapter one of whatever my knowledge base was to my audience, and my audience was extremely happy at that time. So the answer is, all you have to do is be one chapter ahead. So long as you're one chapter ahead of your audience, then you're in business, then you can go ahead and get started.
Man, that's awesome. And so we're not going to have time to obviously go through your entire process and all of how to start and grow an online coaching business. But if you can give us a flavor on what it looks like for some of the people that are listening, please.
Some of the things that it looks like is you have to understand your target audience. Oftentimes what we do, and I've done the same thing as well when I first launched my business, is I launched what we call catch-all marketing. What that means is that I want to be able to try to capture as many people as possible. Well, nothing is for everyone. So eventually, I had to kind of just hone in on a specific target audience. And when I honed in and I focused on a specific target audience, I started to kind of just see a huge difference in my marketing. So as an example, one of the campaigns that I launched a long time ago is I launched a campaign around helping business owners with lead generation and marketing. Now, I got some results. And when I got the results, the people that were coming to me, I had a large number of those individuals, a large number of those specific individuals at that time did not have a business. Well, some of the things that I was teaching at that time required people to have a business. So I modified my marketing to attract people who were already in business. So I said, you know what, I want to work with people who are already in business. Modify some of the content. Now, as a result of that, I was getting people that was already in business. So I got less people, but these people were already in business, so they could use some of the strategies that I was teaching. The problem lies, though, is that those individuals, they did not want to use paid marketing at that time. And the methodology that I was using, the process that I was using, required people to use paid marketing. So then I went back again and modified my marketing content again and say, hey, if you are struggling with paid marketing and you want a way to try to make paid marketing work, I can go ahead and help you. Now, after I modified it for the third time, I got a lot less individuals to kind of just come through the door. However, those people, they were the right group of individuals. They were the right people for me and for my specific product. So you have to be very, very, very specific.
Man, I love that. And the other thing here that you just illustrated is that it's all about testing. Like, this isn't about a magic bullet or just this one thing that you do. Like, you have to test. And so for some people, one thing's going to work more than another. And for the same, like for another niche, it might be a little bit different. But the idea is that this is a longer term game. Like, you have to think about it as you are creating a business. It's not just you're putting something up and expecting to get rich overnight. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I feel like the online coaching industry has gotten a bad rap for that in some ways for many, and it's like it's not needed. I mean, to me, it's just not needed.
Yeah, a coach is someone who has learned something that is of value to individual that can solve a problem in the marketplace. It's not about, hey, I'm going to make you feel good. I'm going to help you to be centered. You have to have a skill set that can go ahead and help and solve a very specific problem. And I always say this to people, you cannot create desire. Desire has to already exist in the marketplace. At one point when I had my dating site, I was trying to convey individuals, some friends of mine who were single, to go ahead and sign up for my dating site. Well, although those specific individuals were single, they had a different methodology of trying to meet the right individual. They did not want to use an online dating site. So a lot of times what happens is that we try and create desire out of individuals whereby desire does not exist. So you have to go ahead and channel, you have to go ahead and take your product, look at the desire that already exists out there in the marketplace, and go ahead and channel it there. But there's no shortcut. You have to earn the specific skill set. You have to earn, the knowledge. And then from that point, you can go ahead and fill the gap in the marketplace. I mean, I've been on this journey for over 5 years, so I know there's no shortcut to winning at all.
Man, that's awesome. So Vladimir, if somebody's listening to this, and they want more information and they want to connect with you and your brand and learn more about this, what's the best way for them to reach out?
They can go ahead and go to Vlad Adonis, VladAdonis, VladAdonis.com. They can also connect with me on LinkedIn. And if you want to connect with me on LinkedIn, you have to use my full name, which is Vladimir Adonis.
Fantastic. Well, Vladimir, been great having you on the show today. I appreciate you coming on. Tell us more about your background, all the great work you're doing to help individuals start and grow online coaching programs. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave some comments in the video. I mean, love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Vlad, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks, Adam.